Well, it's been 10 weeks since shelter-in-place orders took effect, and those working from home are dealing with a dismantled work-life balance. According to data from NordVPN, U.S. homebound employees are logging, ready for this, 3 extra hours per day on the job compared to before. For more, we're joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Ed Yellen, Emeritus Professor at UCSF and Senior Researcher at the Interdisciplinary Center for Healthy Workplaces at UC Berkeley. Ed, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Why are we logging that extra time?
Because we can, and because many of us fear for our jobs. We know that millions of our colleagues around the country are losing their jobs by the minute. In California, more than 5 million people have lost their jobs already. So in some sense, they have us by the in a situation where we have to worry about our own jobs. So we're working harder at the ones we have to keep them. And we're working in very difficult circumstances. For me and my wife, we're empty nesters. So for us, it's a little easier. But for those who have kids at home or responsible for elder care, it's really stressful.
Well, yeah. So you have kids, the elder care perhaps, and the thought that, oh, all these unemployed people, I better work those extra hours. And that's got to be overwhelming. What's the long-term psychological effect on us?
Well, we know that there's a cumulative impact on our health from overwork. And we're reaching the part in the pandemic where the acute crisis of the shock of starting to work at home is turning into a chronic disease, as it were. And we're having to make long-term adjustments. We haven't yet figured out how to titrate our work when we're dealing with the unemployment around us on the one hand, and also we haven't really completely adjusted to this situation and learned how to take some time off when it's appropriate to do so. Here we are, Memorial Day weekend, and millions of us are home working alone.
And when you're home working, even if you, like you, are an empty nester, well, there's laundry you could also be working into your routine.
It's all of those things on a daily basis. I think it's really important, too, to distinguish among the kinds of jobs that people have now that they're working at home. There are people like myself who have a lot of freedom in how they do their job. But just yesterday, I had to change the credit card on our homeowner's insurance, and the person who took the order on the phone was a somebody at a call, had formerly had been at a call center, and she has to literally be tethered to her her desk and her phone the entire 10 hours of her shift. And you could hear the baby crying in the background. So, you know, my situation is very different from her situation, and we have to distinguish among the kinds of jobs that people have when they're working at home. Some more lucky than others.
As restrictions start to ease, what do you think the future of the workplace looks like?
It's going, you know, for many of us, it's scary to think about. We're used to socializing, we're used to going into the conference room, into the lunch room, and all the office cafeteria, all those things are going to be changing. Many workplaces will probably have to do away with the cafeteria. They'll have to make sure that only one person goes to the restroom at a time, that we walk in the same direction through the halls at work. We're going to be on notice every minute of every day we're at work, because everybody else is a potential risk to us, and we're a potential risk to them.
This is maybe on a lighter note, but it does sort of, you know, the waves go out to like the retailers. I see retailers selling lots of pajamas and cozy clothes. I don't know if we're ever getting dressed back up in work clothing.
Right. And we have to think about all the people whose jobs will be lost. The thousands of people who worked in the department stores in downtown San Francisco whose jobs may never come back. The people at J. Crew, the people at JCPenney, many of those people have lost their jobs forever. So it may be stressful for many of us to be working at home. We have to always think of the millions and millions of our fellow Americans who are hurting every minute of every day, and we know that many are suffering food insecurity, have their houses at risk from inability to pay rent or continue paying their mortgage.
We have just about 30 seconds here. Give me some ABCs that we can all be thinking about every day so we don't overwork and we keep ourselves calm.
Well, I think it's really important to commute, and I use that terms with quotation around it, to our jobs. So it's important that if we had a routine before, we try as best we can, change into work clothes, out of sweatpants, that kind of thing. It's also important that we use the built-in things in our computer calendars that tell us to get up and move around. For those of us who are able to do that, I gave the counter example of somebody in a call center has to be tethered to her desk. It's important that we work with our employers and ergonomic specialists to get a physically comfortable place to work. Many of us are jerry-rigged our workspaces to work at home. So all those things are really important as we segue into what may be many more months of this.
Ed Yellen from UCSF and UC Berkeley.